Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
It's good to talk to you. Been a long while, actually, for us. Talking to you, I think I talked to you.
I wish, I'll be truthful, I wish it had been a little longer. About another 10 years.
I know what you mean. Things are going pretty well, though. You got a 4-2 team and some improvement. Your quarterback certainly is settling in pretty nicely.
Yeah, we got a young guy that's, stepping up each and every week. I think he's, we couldn't be more pleased with him. He's a great attitude, great guy, and, hopefully as a young guy, he keeps improving.
You know, Joe, it's we always have the comparison with Belichick won 3 Super Bowls, you won 3 Super Bowls. Maybe a different time, free agency now and no free agency then. But you did it with 3 different quarterbacks, which is a, when you think about it, that's a pretty amazing situation. How did that come to pass that you were able to do that where, Bill's got Brady and we're all riding, they're riding his shoulders?
Well, I think, first of all, when I did it, it was a long time ago, you mentioned that, and, it's a different world. I haven't done very good in the new one, so, as a coach, but I always kind of look back at when people always bring that up, that's something they mentioned to me with 3 different quarterbacks. The thing I say to them, yeah, but it was 3 real good ones. We had, Theismann, I think was at the top of his game when we won ours, was playing extremely well, great competitor. You take Doug Williams, Doug was coming back from a situation where he's really a backup, and it's one of the great stories in sports. He got back in there and, due to some injuries and stuff, and wound up, being MVP of the Super Bowl. It was a great story. But he was also, I felt like, at the top of his game, a great quarterback, strong, smart. We got along great. He was a real leader. And then you got Rippon, who was one of the smartest guys I've ever coached and was a very good deep thrower, and he, worked his way into a point where he was the tops of his game. So I answer that question by saying, yeah, it was 3 different quarterbacks, but it was 3 real good ones.
It was
3 great ones, so I was blessed with having three guys that could really play.
You also had one constant, that offensive line was the whole period of time that you were there. They were always a powerhouse, and I that's a big item today still. You got a big offensive line, you're going to have some success.
Yeah. One of the things that's hurt us this year has been the injuries there, but certainly I think we did have a very good offensive line in those years, and it was kind of the trademark of our football teams in those days. Like I said, though, it's a long time ago, and modern-day football has been a different deal, and I haven't fared nearly as well.
But there's still time left, isn't there?
I hope so.
Yeah. What's the biggest part, Joe, the biggest difference? And Belichick, of course, was in both ends of it. He was assistant back in the early days. But you've had to cope with a lot of changes, free agency and other things. But what's the biggest difference for you since you came back?
Well, for the biggest difference for me is everything about the NFL had roughly changed. I said the NFL changes at roughly 30% a year, and I was gone 11 years.
Yeah.
So the way you get players was different because now you have free agency, you got a salary cap, we have a much smaller draft, so that was totally different. The play on the field had dramatically changed. The fact that all the fire zones and defenses rarely set and just read, they were coming hard, and so it changed the way the offenses had to adjust to that. The one thing that has not changed, the one thing that's been the same for me in both sports and over a long period of time is human nature.
Yeah.
I don't think human nature changes. I don't think it's ever going to change. Same things excite us. The same things discourage us. And so I think dealing with people, at least what I've found in the sports and, over the years that, I've been fortunate enough to be involved with people, is that human nature does not change. So I think people are people. But I think the NFL, all the other parts of it, dramatically changed.
Your view of Belichick and what he's done with what he's had and how he's developed it?
Pretty phenomenal, really. If you take a look at it, I would say that that has to go from the owner to the coach to the coaching staff to the personnel department. Because really what they've done there is, under Coach Belichick's leadership, they've acquired the right talent. They're as everybody knows, all the way across the board, very, very solid. You can look forever. I don't think you're going to find a weakness. They've done a great job of acquiring talent. They do a great job of coaching it. And, you know, I think that to be able to put that together, that takes everybody working together. And so they've done a marvelous job as far as I'm concerned, and all the different aspects. And that's hard to do. I got a great appreciation for it. It's extremely hard. And they've just done a phenomenal job. And at the current pace, you know, they're probably going to set almost every football record you could imagine.
Hi, Joe. Everybody is talking about the Patriots and Tom Brady and Randy Moss and 7-0, and some people are even speculating on perhaps a perfect season, which is premature. But I was wondering, with all the talk about the Patriots, can you use that to motivate your team?
I think that, first of all the talk about the Patriots, you know, is deserved. I mean, you got a football team right now that's on pace to set almost all modern records. And so, rightly so. Everybody's saying, hey, nobody's really been close to them. And I think that, you know, that's all deserved. Up here, the thing about it is that what I love about the NFL, you can't talk your way around it. You can't fool your way around it. You can't trick somebody, and it's not going to be luck. I don't believe in luck. And I think that what they've done is earned every bit of it. And you earn respect up here, and they're 7-0 on a pace to do, like I said, unbelievable things. And so I look at that as, hey, it's only natural people are looking at it. And only natural people are saying, you know, hey, look, this could be one of the best teams of all time, if not the best. So I think it's all earned. It'd be different if we're sitting here and they're 4-2 or 4-3 or something, but they're not. They're 7-0, and they've been pretty much on a roll and gone right over the top of everybody they played.
Joe, you talked a little bit about the past quarterbacks, and certainly had some great running games. Offense was always sort of the trademark of those great teams in the 80s. This year's team seems to be winning a little bit more on defense. Could you talk a little bit about your defense and what it's accomplished so far this year?
Well, we've been proud of our defense. Last year we had a real tough year. It's tough for all of us last year. You know, certainly it was one of the biggest disappointments I've had. You know, our defense, you know, I don't think any of us felt like we measured up to what we wanted to do. And we kind of took a long, hard look at that. And I think in the offseason, you know, we tried to address it, and we went after things pretty hard over there. I think some of those players have really helped us. And, you know, I think having London in there has helped us as somebody that kind of runs the show over there. And I think so far, you don't know what's going to happen. Certainly we're tremendously concerned this week because you're facing a juggernaut there that's kind of plowing everybody under. You know, there's been other good defenses they've been up against, and they can't even come close to stopping them. So, but our defense, you know, for us, you know, has certainly been a big part of leading us to, you know, our record.
Do you think it's essential that you have elite cornerbacks when you go up against the Patriots?
I think it's almost essential in the NFL to have a quarterback that can play great. You're not going anywhere up here if you kind of look at everybody makes the playoffs every year and people that go on to Super Bowls. Generally, what they have is somebody at a high level playing at quarterback for them.
How about cornerback? Do you think?
Oh, did you say corner?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought you said quarterback. Corners, obviously, I think you got to have good corners. We got hurt last year because of our depth at corner. We tried to address that in off season. I think we, you know, certainly helped ourselves a lot. But you're not going anywhere unless you can, you know, cover people out there. I think that's, you know, obviously the defense of the Patriots is. You know, if you take a look at that, I know a lot of the tension's on the offense, but I'm going to tell you something. That defense has got a lot to it. They're hard to get anything on. They're very, very talented. They're very, very well coached, which would be a trademark of Coach Belichick's. And plus, we're looking today at some of the special team stuff that they've done too is outstanding. So they're pretty. I think you could say their record is a reflection of being. Very, very good all the way around.
So I wonder what your impressions of Wes Welker are and if this is a guy who's just excelling in a system or somebody who people around the league just flat out missed on because he didn't have the measurables?
Yeah, I think it's some of that. I think it's funny how often we got 13 scouts, we're traveling the country, and you're pouring over things. But it's always the great stories are the ones that amaze me. Just as this is an example of somebody that everybody looked at and said no, this guy's not going to be a top flight whatever. We got the same thing on our football team. I'm absolutely amazed because. And I think the problem there is you're picking people. And lots of times it's the character issues, it's the work ethic. Everybody up here's got talent. But it's those kinds of things that make you tick, and I think that's the reason why we miss many times.
Just one follow-up to that. Are people sort of revisionist historians, and they look at it and say, well, I like this guy all along, after he succeeded?
Sure. I think we're all kind of second-guessers, aren't we?
Joe, they say you can't go home again, but you're doing it in the case of coming back to the leg. But when you were gone, what did you learn? What have you been able to bring back to this job that when you were the NASCAR? Because you had incredible success there. Interstate car was winning, that whole team, being with your kids. It must have been a great thing to be with your children and have success with them.
Yeah, it has been. That's one of the real thrills of my life, and it's something we plan on being in forever. My son's running it right now. Obviously, I'm totally consumed with football, but what I found out was that also is a team sport, and so I went over there. I didn't know what to expect, and it's funny. Everything that happened to me in football happened to me again over there. It's the difference is you just got a car over there, but over there you got drivers, over here you got quarterbacks, same deal. Over there you got crew chiefs, over here you got coaches, same deal. And so you kind of go all the way around. You got owners over there, and I made the mistake of being an owner over there, and I didn't realize. I said, well, I'll show you, I'm gonna be an owner. And then I went over there, and I didn't realize that when we win a purse, the ownership gets half of it and the driver gets the other half. I pay 400 people to work on his race car, and he pays 4 to drive his mobile home and fly his airplanes. I got the wrong end. I always get the wrong end of everything, man. So in any case, I'm afraid I'm not real sharp on a lot of this stuff.
Well, what's harder, finding a quarterback that can compete in the National Football League or a driver that can win in NASCAR?
I'd say they're all – let me tell you this. That is so close, you can't believe it. Most of the same dynamics – take place there. Extremely hard. Most of them have been playing quarterback since they were 6 or 7, if they make it up here, and most of those guys driving those race cars been driving them since they're 5 or 6. They started with go-karts and worked their way. It is so close, you can't believe it.
Joe, you're talking about quarterbacks. You're neck deep in preparation for facing Tom Brady. What are your thoughts about him, about his level of play right now, and what he's accomplishing?
I don't think you can say much more about it than the fact that this guy's probably on pace to break every record. Yeah, I think when you watch him, I think first of all, when I always talk about football players, characters first, then you look at the football intelligence, and then to me is he's extremely tough mentally and physically. So if you look at that, this guy's it's. Hard to draw one up better than that.
What about your own offense? I know especially in the second half this year you've had some struggles last week against Arizona. Can you put your finger on what's been going wrong after halftime? And
no, I don't think I could. If I could, I'd fix it. We've just struggled some. We've lost 2 games. We played 3 of the games real well in the second half and won them in the second half, but we let a couple get away because we haven't played well, and we didn't play well last week.
Hey, Joe, Richard Seymour practiced today, and I was just wondering what your thoughts are about having to potentially face a defense with him in it.
I don't like it, I can tell you that. Got great respect for him, and, I think their whole defense, when you take a look at it, great scheme. I think great personnel, do a great job. Coach Belichick's always been gifted when it comes to defense. I think certainly they got all the way across the board, and you hate to see them get somebody back that's a high-quality guy, too, to add to it. So not a pretty picture.
How about Pete Kendall? What has he brought to the table for you guys this year?
I'm sorry?
Pete Kendall? Could you give
us I think the world of Pete. Came in here very, very bright, smart, producer, veteran, real smart, sharp guy. I think he was here in 3 days and kind of knew everything that we were doing. I think a smart guy, highly competitive, a ton of experience, and he's played extremely well for us.
I hear he asks a lot of questions.
No, as a matter of fact, he's very, very bright. I enjoy. If he asks a question, chances are it should be asked. This guy is real sharp.
How about your, I'm sorry, Joe, your offensive line has had a lot of injuries on it lately. How much has that impacted your offense?
I think it's hard. It's hard to say. Certainly we've suffered a lot there. You got to, up here, that's kind of what happens. You're going to lose guys from time to time. They're just going to have to, you're going to have to find some way to overcome it.
Do you look at, I know you and Bill won't be on the field, but, do you like going up against other people who are at the top of their profession in terms of coaching? Do you get any rush out of that individually, personally?
Not really. I would prefer to go up against somebody that's not doing a very good job. It's not real smart. So that would be my preference, or somebody that has bad owners or something. I prefer to go against people that are not very good. I don't like this. I don't like going up against people that you got a lot of respect for and you realize they're at the top of their game. That's just being truthful. Up here it's a survival thing, and you don't like doing that. These guys are really good.
Joe, one of the topics today in the Patriots locker room was...
Okay, one more time here. I'm going to have to run real quick. I'm almost late for practice. Go ahead.
One of the topics in the Patriots locker room today was your comment earlier in the week about you guys being huge underdogs. Tom Brady thought that you were, quote-unquote, just blowing smoke. Can you kind of tell us what you meant with the whole underdog?
What I was trying to be there was real truthful about it. What are we? What are we right now currently? I don't know. How many points?
17, 16.
Oh, 17 or 16? 16, 16, 17. You guys, is that blowing smoke or what? I would say 17-point underdog. I'd say that's pretty realistic, and it'll probably climb. You can put it that way. No, I think, they're at the top of their game, and I think everybody in the world realizes that. I wasn't trying to blow smoke. I was trying to be realistic. I was trying to say, hey, look, this is what the facts are. When trying to kid somebody, I think that's the deal.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right, bye bye.
Take care.